Away we go.
Our Merseyside legends.
Through Aldridge outside the penalty.
John Aldridge.
Gets the ball to his left foot. Brilliant.
And Graham Sharp.
Graham Sharp, whose season has suddenly turned into gold.
0151 470 967. It's the legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
And a warm welcome along to the show. I'm Steve Hoversall, and of course the Blues are looking to achieve the quadruple over Manchester United. Already three back-to-back Premier League home wins at Goodison. We'll talk about that. The busiest person in the Liverpool camp, well, Jurgen Klopp nearly, probably the doctor at this moment in time, as Jurgen leads his charges into battle for the first time at White Hart Lane. And of course the guys, as always, in the studio. Now, we felt a little bit bad. Because we put a mix together the other week for Aldo when it was his birthday. And Dave Downey went on holiday. Big Dave left and didn't tell us it was Sharpie's holiday.
We've only just
Sharpie's
found out.
Holiday. Sharpie's birthday.
Dave's only blue, isn't he? He's gone.
Oh, I feel awful. We'd have put a mix together or something.
Terrible. No. Terrible.
Sharpie's holiday every day.
Yeah. I'm going to lay that on Big Dave when he gets back. That's not good enough. But happy birthday to you, Sharpie.
Oh, really. Best mate.
Hope you've had a good day. And for you, John, you've been doing your charity golf, haven't you? This week go really well, did it?
It was great. Absolutely great for 5 days. The only problem was last Saturday it lashed down and they had to close the course, so the Friday Texas scramble was great. On the Saturday, you know, it got loads were out trying to get through it. Some made the 12th hole and it was a nightmare.
So what did you do after? Did you go and watch the telly? Did you...
What do you think he did, Sharpie?
I had to have some running round to do, to be quite honest. But some of the teams didn't, and some of them didn't make the gala dinner. They absolutely, I can't. They were rotten drunk.
It's probably the one day of the year where he has to act responsibly, isn't it, Sharpie? Yeah. His own golf day.
It was a great night. And Gary's kind of come across, and Gary was superb. Good. He really, really, not just on the Saturday night, he kept everyone amused on the Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. As well, it was terrific. It was
okay. Let's get on to the footy. You want to get involved in the show? 0151 472 0967 472 0967. Thank goodness that international break has gone and we're back into the footy. I can't believe Everton's not a TV game. I'm absolutely amazed.
Crazy,
Everton, Manchester United.
But you look at
who on the telly. Overseen it?
You know, Watford versus Arsenal, Newcastle, Norwich, Everton versus Man United. It's a game that you look forward to watching. It's
strange,
madness,
one,
isn't it?
Strange one. I think the last few years it's been on. It has been live. You know, it's a surprise. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday. But listen, hey ho, we've just got to get on with it and hopefully get a result. The results in recent years, we've talked about off air, have been good against them.
United, brilliant at home against them.
Bro, so I look at United as well. They went to Arsenal and capitulated there. 3-0 could have been anything. So you're looking at them thinking, yeah, I quite fancy us. You know, I'm usually quite reserved and thinking, but I fancy us tomorrow. I think if we can get after them, you know, especially big play for me again tomorrow will be Lukaku. If Lukaku can take his form that he showed against Liverpool when he looked to be up for it against Manchester United. I think defensively United aren't great, and I think hopefully we can get a result.
Let's get a call straight away. Gary's in West Derby. He's a Blue. Do you want to talk to the birthday boy, Gary?
I certainly do. Happy birthday, Sharpie.
Cheers, Gary.
Good lads. Question for you. Yeah, obviously, over the last few weeks, it's come to light that we've now got 7 very, very good defenders. And hopefully if Luke Garbutt recovers well this season, next season we might have 8. Well, if you were the manager, how would you manage that now going forward? Because obviously we all want a good squad with 2 players in each position, but how would you manage the likes of Tyus Brown and Brendan Galloway once Baines and Coleman's back in or back ready available?
Yeah, I think with Tyus, you know, especially, it's a difficult one. You know, I think, you know, Tyus at this stage of his career needs regular football, you know, and whether that might be a case of Gary putting him out on loan, that might be the next stage for Tyus. If I'm saying he can't get into the side, you know, ahead of Seamus is obviously first choice there. So for Tyus, I think it's a case of him just being patient. You know, I think he's shown up very, very well. So I think it's a big case of maybe taking a step back and maybe possibly putting him out on loan. And obviously with Galloway, I think his has been a phenomenal rise. You know, he's a centre back, he's come in, he's played left back. I think he's learning all the time. But again, he's a young lad and he's learning. I think when Bainesy comes back, and if he is fully fit, I'd expect him possibly to get the nod. But if Brendan Gallaby is putting in performance like he's shown in the last few months, it will be difficult to do that. So the manager always want competition, you know, for places. But I think when everybody's back fit, I think personally he may, if Bainesy comes back and he's fit and he's in full flow, I think he offers us a little bit more than Brendan does going forward. But for the young lads, I think it's a case of, listen, you've had a spell on the side. Maybe the next step is just to take a step back and watch from the sidelines for a few months and then wait for your other opportunity. But I think it's a very healthy position we're in. The one that surprised me, Gary, is a boy from Argentina as well. Mori, I wasn't sure about him. But he's another one who has to adjust to the Premier League. So they will get their chances and they'll get starts. But, you know, I think when everybody's fit, I think our back four will probably be Coleman, Jagielka, Stones and Baines. But again, that's nothing against the other lads who'll be fighting, you know, to get starts as well.
It fills you with confidence, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, you've got to go back up like that. Like.
Gary, it does, and I think, you know, what fills me with confidence is the fact that Gallaby's only a young lad, the boy Maury's only a young lad, Tyus is a young lad as well. So, obviously, the more game experience they get, you know, whether it's at the first team at Everton or whether it might be a case where they might have to go out and loan. Garbutt's another one coming back. So, at the moment, it looks healthy. What your problem then becomes is keeping them all happy. But I think the fact that you've got a couple of young ones in there, and I think it's easier to keep younger players happier than it is with the older players. So that'll be the biggest problem for us, I think, is keeping them happy. But hopefully, as the manager will tell them, you know, you've got to be patient and wait for your chance, as Gallaby has done. But on form, it would be difficult to leave Brendan Gallaby out.
It's a nice problem for the manager to have, Gary. You know, I was really, really impressed with the fullbacks against Liverpool. I thought the young lad's done brilliant. But, you know, you don't want to cut your nose off to spite your face. You want to keep the squad nice and gelled, nice and strong. Yeah. But how are you going to benefit the kids? You know, they're going to benefit them sitting on the bench or go out on loan. But you want to be there in case they've showed they can come in and do a real good job. You know, Baines is not there to come. Mm. It's a difficult one for Martinez to do, because you want him to gain the experience some way or other rather than sitting under-21s, with all due respect. It's okay, but it's not what they deserve, what they merit, you know, to go forward.
Mm. I think it's important for young players, Gary, that they do go out and loan. Now, I've listened, you look at Ross Barkley. He went out to Sheffield Wednesday and he went out to Leeds, and it, you know, wasn't great for him, kind of thing, but it was a learning experience for him. So he's probably came back and thought, I want to be in that level. I want to be at the top level, kind of thing. So it's all a learning process for him. Tyus, for me, needs first team football. He's at that stage now where, as John says, under 21 football, without slating it, is maybe not enough for him. He needs to go to that next level and play regularly.
What's doing in 21 football, Shelby? Yeah. You know, they tried to get the 16, 17, and 18s to play at that level against, you know, so really it wouldn't benefit. It's a real tough one, isn't it?
Gary, you're positive.
It might be a better level, the under-21s, though, than putting them with a clown like Warnock.
That's a shout, because you've been seeing some things today, about, you know, Ross can't defend, but do you really want Ross Barkley to defend? You know, you've got to build your team around and just say, well, listen, you've got to do a little bit defensively, but you're more important to us going that way. So concentrate on his good points rather than his bad points.
Gary, give us a prediction for tomorrow.
I fancy another 3-1.
Oh, all day long.
Good lad. Thanks for the call. Nice to talk to you, Gary. Let's get a red on the line. John is in Wallasey this evening. How's Wallasey, John?
Yeah, it's fine, cheers.
it wasn't enthusiastic there, John, mate. How are you, lad?
It wasn't coming in, the traffic was horrendous.
Yeah, is that because of the old injuries, John? It's deflated you, mate.
It was just a couple of questions for John. First of all, a little one on Rodgers. Rodgers was sacked, and I don't know about you, but what's the position of the transfer committee? Because some of them have got to be held
accountable
for what, for some of them signings, what Rodgers has took the blame for. Do you know what I mean? So is this transfer committee still going to run with Klopp?
I don't think we have, Nate, have we? Nothing's been actually, well, formalised in any way, and I'm sure we'll get to know. Obviously, for the moment in time, John, there's not, you know, the transfer, there's not going to be no transfer until January, if any, in the summer. So we might get to know more near the time. But I think we spoke about this last couple of weeks. You know, it's not transparent, this committee. And that's always been the case for me. That has worried me. You know, you've read about what they do and what they, but who actually takes the blame for what? It ultimately, it has to come down to the manager. You know, but I think and I hope that Jurgen Klopp will have the full say. You know, they can tell them.
He's got to, hasn't he?
He has to.
Although I think he's come out and said that the committee's going to stay where it is, but he's going to have the final say.
Absolutely, it has to be. Yeah. It has to be. We've said that for so long, you know. It's always been the case. You die by decisions, or you win by decisions, and you know, let's hope that's put in place, and you know, we benefit through that. John, what was your other question, mate?
What you make on the club as a whole? I think it's been poorly run or managed the last like 2 years on letting Gerrard, Carragher, people like that leave the club, and not, you know, we should have broke our back to keep Gerrard in some sort of capacity at the club before he went, and Carragher at the same time. And it's worrying as well on the pitch that we've got no leaders really at the moment.
I agree. You know, you look at, you know, Jordan Henderson, who does well with the captain's armband. He's only a young lad, learning his trade in many respects, but he's our leader. You know, I said it before, you look at our four centre-halves, and you know, with all due respect, and Sharpie says, you'd like to play against them because they always give you an opportunity, give you a chance, and there's no. And the problem with Mignolet in the back four, you know, there's no leadership. You know, Mignolet tries to talk to them, I've watched and all that, but I don't think they trust each other. And I think the four centre halves, you know, the Colo Torre, is if anyone's going to be a leader at the back, you know, it's him. But when we always play, and I still think today, you need one of your centre halves to be a strong lead. Look at, you know, we talk about Liverpool and Everton, look at Jagielka, what he does for Everton. Absolutely tremendous talks. You know, he's brought Stones out, you know, to help him be the player that he is now and can be, you know. But our four centre-halves are much of a muster. If anyone, you'd say Sacco's the one who probably could become a leader. But even he isn't vocal, you know.
How are you feeling about... John, how are you feeling about the team? And how are you feeling about the manager?
Well, the last couple of months, like, I didn't really want Rodgers to go. But the last couple of months, I don't think you could have defended them, really, because the team as a whole... It just looks so. They just didn't look like a team. They'd be playing every week. There's just something not right there at the moment.
We weren't seeming to be going anywhere, did we? Really?
No, we weren't going in any direction.
Are they going to start on a high, John, tomorrow?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Okay. I believe you're involved with the kids team as well. Do you want to give them a shout?
And I run it's not a kids team, it's an adult football team, Astro Football Club on from Wallasey. And excellent. We're away in the Cheshire Cup tomorrow, so...
Good luck.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get a win there with the Reds.
Yeah, my son used to play against them. He used to play for Capenhurst many, many moons ago.
Yeah,
and play against Ashfield, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, good luck.
We're rooting for you. Well done, John.
Thanks, John.
Thanks a lot, lad.
Good.
That's the first Red I've heard from who hasn't got a dose of Klopp mania. I think it probably is, isn't
it? Thank goodness, yeah.
He just sounds like he's a little bit glum at the moment, doesn't he, there,
you know,
John?
Maybe like
who?
That fella we had done last week.
I love the way Aldo stitched you up last week. For anyone who didn't hear it, we got Aldo on the phone and didn't tell Sharpie and Gary that it was Aldo. And he pretended to be a caller, but a caller who literally, Sharpie was in the studio going, get him off, he's rubbish, this man. Absolutely superb. Look, if you want to get involved in the show, 01514720967, 472-0967. It was mentioned about the injuries there. It's bizarre, isn't it, what's happened this week. Joe Gomez, Then Danny Ings, same injuries. And, of course, there's a few others throughout the Premier League this season who've got that sort of cruciate knee ligament problem. But to have two on your first week in charge and two players who might start in your team, John, that's bad luck, isn't it?
So unfortunate, so unlucky, you know. Just hope he's getting the bad luck out the way, you know, quick as possible and, you know, it doesn't continue that way. He'll have had plans. And
Ings is a big loss.
Ings is a big loss, Young Gomez, he's been brilliant, and, you know, but he's got time on his side. He'll come back, he'd be fine. But, you know, we did need Danny Ings. He was the one at the moment you're looking at, like, you know, he could get some real important goals for us. So let's just wish him, from a Liverpool point of view, speedy recovery.
Definitely. Hope the boy gets back. You know, it's shown in the past that people can go back from it, you know, and so hopefully, you know, he gets a speedy recovery. But the interesting one for me now is we've been taking out as well.
Yeah.
You know, Sturridge, with the injury record he's got, you know, you're thinking, who are you hanging your hat on as well? Origi? Is he going to have to come to the fore?
You know, it sometimes needs must. Mm-hmm. But he did mention Firmino has played.
He's not going to be ready. He's not trained with the first team. No. And Benteke hasn't either. But he did say Origi. He said yesterday, he said Origi is our second striker for tomorrow. He'll be on the bench, won't he, and involved at some stage.
You know, hopefully, you know, Sturridge, touch wood. That's, you've got to touch wood whenever you mention Daniel's name. That nothing happens, because we need him on the pitch big time. Benteke's not far away, thankfully. And then Origi will get game time just to show his value, you know,
the thing with that as well, Origi's come in and, you know, he hasn't hit the ground running, and I think he's been a little bit disappointing. But for a lot of players, change of manager might open it up, the player might believe in the manager believe in the player, and they've got that trust, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody who was struggling before can just go bang. And so Origi has come in with a high profile, did well in the World Cup and everything else. Haven't seen a lot of him. I saw him when he played against Everton, and he looked decent. So this might be the break he needs.
It's a good point that you make, Sharp. You know, we've been there before, knowing you've been seeing when the manager gets the sack. You know, all of a sudden another manager comes in, he's got different ways, different thoughts. You know, you may believe in him a little bit more. Yeah. You know, he believes in you. All of a sudden, you might see some players now who's not been involved some way or form. Some young lads, you know, all of a sudden being introduced and seeing a different player. We've seen it loads of times in the past, haven't you? It's
great. Do you all feel like you've pretty much got a fresh start when the new manager comes in? Yeah. I mean, the whole group.
Yeah. You can guarantee that Brendan Rodgers or whoever was a manager doesn't see eye to eye with all these players, and vice versa. So the dressing room is a very, very tight place, you know, and if you upset one, you end up upsetting three or four. So all of a sudden, if there's a change of manager, it's an ideal opportunity. And every manager will come in and say, listen, I'm starting with a clean slate here. Yeah. It's up to you to show me what you're all about. Now, there they are, there's a carrot. It's up to those players who maybe haven't featured under Brendan Rodgers to take that opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear from Dave. He's a Red, and he's on the Radio City Legends. Runcorn. Hiya, Dave. You okay?
Yeah, hi, gents. You okay?
Hi, Dave.
What do you want to talk about, Dave?
Well, basically, I wanted to talk about, Jurgen Klopp and where we are now. Mm-hmm. He's come in, this fella, and he seems to be totally different than what we're usually getting. We get all the history and this, that and the other, and he's kind of shut the door on all that, hasn't he? And he talks, you know, a good press conference and says good things, but I think now, and I don't want to sound downhearted, but I've had enough talking, far too much talking. For somebody who's supported the club all my life, I've never known any difference, you know. We've had far too much talking, and I want to see something doing. And he talks about passion and things like that, and I think they're totally missing from our game. Sometimes I think we walk out and we look the nearly men. You know, we don't look as if we're winners sometimes. And I know that's hard, and I'm a season ticket holder, and it seems really hard to say that, but I think when we get, you know, like tackle, like it's all this like tapping backsides and shaking hands, and I think we now need to get stuck in. I think that's what's missing, some fight and some grit and some real determination about how we play and everything what we do.
I
wondered whether you thought this man was that man or not.
I hope so, Dave, like yourself. You know, ultimately, you know, you can be a great personality, but it's, you know, you're based on results and getting the right results, and that's what Jurgen knows, and that's what he'll intend to do. But you know, we've been flat. We've been flat for a long time now. The end of last season, but you know, a build up after Man United game, and then you know we just plodded on till the end. And beginning this season, just when I think you might see a different vibrancy now. I certainly hope so. If you know we're to led to believe what Jurgen Klopp, you know, demands of his players. You know, and we've seen it at Dortmund where they were superb, where they had, you know, was that team that he got here, they were brilliant. So I'm hoping tomorrow that you will see a bit of a resurgence, Dave, I really do. You know, and because, as I said before, we were going nowhere.
I think it'll be hard, you know, to make it happen overnight. I think it'll take a few weeks, you know, and people will be looking, you know, if he loses tomorrow, it'll be like, oh, what's all the hype about? What's all this hype about kind of thing? I think it'll take him, you know, 3 or 4 games to get his bit across. Obviously, it's been international breaks as well. He hasn't worked long with the players. You know, they came back, what, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe?
Day or two,
only a day. So it's not going to happen overnight, you know. So I'd say, you know, 4 or 5 weeks down the line, then I think that's when you start seeing a little bit of a difference. Because when he can get a hold of the players, whether he does double sessions, treble sessions, whatever, and he'll get the players up to the standard he expects them to play.
Dave, on your point, he said in his press conference yesterday, and I went to watch it, he said he wants bravery from his side, but he also said he wants a bit of fun in their eyes as well. So I think he notices probably what you're saying.
Well, there is that too. I think a lot of the lads are miserable purely because it's like putting round pegs in square holes as well, I think, in the past, you know, with Rodgers. This isn't slating Rodgers, but I just don't think he's bought well. It's like I'm a builder, so I've got a DeWalt drill. So if someone gives me £1,000 for a DeWalt drill, I don't go out and buy a load of like Aldi tools and think, oh, they'll do me a job here, there and everywhere. I go out and I buy a proper drill that's going to suit the job. And I think that's what we've been missing at Liverpool. We've been paying silly money for bit part players who've simply not met the standard, and they've been playing in and out of positions. And I think he's going to hopefully play the players in the right positions, and we'll see the best out of them, hopefully.
I think that's a fair point, what you just said. It's a nice way. I like the way you put it, but it's a fair point. You know,
so keep his number, because we might need him in a few weeks. Some building work done.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Dave. Great
cheers,
call. Dave. Great call.
All right, cheers,
gents.
Thank you.
That was a great comparison, wasn't it?
That's right. You know, it's right. You know, we've heard it said, like Sue said that, and Jamie said the round pegs and square holes, but. Mm-hmm. We know what, you know, your football. It seemed to be, it was a great way of putting it. It really was. But it's gone now, you know. Brendan's done his best at the club. He's done the best for everyone. We had one unbelievable season, which was one of the best I've ever seen as a Liverpool fan. But you move on, you know, and Klopp's got, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. And Sharpie's right again, you know. It's not overnight. It's a month, 6 months, you know, down like the end of the season. Next season, you'll start to maybe see him introduce, you know, his authority and what he actually expects. And the player who can do the type of things. The one thing I'm interested in doing, you know, obviously, you know, he must have talked about the... And Liverpool for years, we've spent money on wisely, and I'm going back to the 1990s and onwards from there, you know, ridiculous. Yeah. And there's players come and I've gone, dear, dear me. And not one, I'm talking about 100 players who wouldn't have got our reserve team, you know. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see if he said, look, what am I, want this, and I'm going to want that, and I want to get that, I want to get the best players for them positions, you know, and people might come because of him. Because of his name and all. It'd be interesting to see.
It'd be interesting to see very quickly if Sterling, I know we're going back over old ground, would have stayed if Klopp.
There's one. There's a hypothetical one. Right, great. 7:57. It's the Radio City Legends, Aldo and Sharpie, in the studio. You can get involved. 0151 472 0967. We'll also get on to the charity bet a little bit later on.
Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
The corner is delivered, though, by Finnan, the outswinger, headed away by Canute. Finnan will get it back and deliver it into the box again. Carragher heads it down. Cissé with a chance. He buries it. What a Premiership debut for Gibril Cissé. And there is life at Liverpool after Michael Owen. Carragher's knocked down. Cissé gobbling a up the chance from no more than 7 or 8 yards, and Liverpool in front in London. Tottenham 0, Liverpool 1.
The legend, a Djibril Cisse goal at Spurs. Do you know why that's significant, John?
No.
That was Rafa's first game in charge.
Was it?
It was at Spurs, ended in a 1-1 draw. There was a brilliant piece by Ian Doyle, actually, in the Echo, I was going to say the Post. I don't think it exists, does it?
He used to write
for the Post. He was just talking about managers and their managerial starts. And actually, Brendan lost his first game in charge at West Brom.
Yeah.
Kenny lost his at Blackpool. Remember we went to that one?
Was that a Blackpool?
Blackpool, yeah. I'm sure that was his first game. Hodgson, I think, might have had a draw. Benitez, Rafa obviously had his draw. Houllier, I think, might have lost. Houllier Evans won their first game. So you have to go back to that dual partnership in 98 for like a new manager that comes in and gets your results straight away. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen.
No.
You fancy it tomorrow or not?
Tough game. You know, to Tottenham, I think they lost the first game of the season. They haven't lost since. I like their manager. I like his the way he handles himself and the team portrays him. We've had a couple of great results there the last year's two seasons, and we're absolutely fantastic. You know, you think a lot of averages gonna keep on going on, but you never know. I think there's goals in the game. I think there'll be goals in the game. Mm. I really do. Hopefully, we'll get
a few problems, haven't they? Got the boy Dyer's suspended, didn't he? The boy used to be Evan German International kind of thing. He's suspended.
The lad he spent, the Chinese lad, he's injured. He spent all the money on. Yeah. He's injured. So they've got a couple of injuries like ourselves. I think it'll be a really good game, Pete. I'm looking forward to it.
What about the Blues? Manchester United come in. I think there's a fascinating story underneath all this, Sharpie. This young lad, Anthony Martial, who's been named the Premier League Player of the Month. Mm-hmm. And then Roberto reveals that he tried to sign him from Monaco in 2014 and ended up with Lassina Traore instead. It's an amazing story, isn't it?
You've seen Lassina Traore. Meaning me. It's shocking cheese here. Jesus, tonight.
But Martial's on the top of his game.
He looks proper. I think he's going to be a fabulous player long term. He's strong for a young boy. You know, he's a great finisher, 1-1. But Traore, oh my goodness, he played one game for Everton and he scored. I think he came off his backside or something, and he went away to Chelsea, and he played in the game. He was included in the side, the starting 11, but he got injured in the warm up, and that was the last we saw of him. No, not even any comparison between those two, let me tell you. We picked the wrong one there. I would have had Martial all day long.
Right, we're going to get to the phone lines. Just before we do, Tony Scott, he's put on Twitter, all this talk of injuries reminds me of Everton in 2009, so I think he's referring to the Liverpool injuries. Got fifth in an FA Cup final with a long-term injury to Jagielka, Arteta and Yakubu. Hope so.
It's just important how the ones that come in... How they stand up to the job. You know, sometimes they can stand up and say, yeah, okay, fair enough. Other times they can't stand up to it.
Okay, let's talk with Paul, who's an Everton fan, who's in Anfield. Hiya, Paul.
Hello, Steve. I want to talk about two things about tomorrow's game, but first, about the takeover that rumours going about at Kansas City. Come on, Jermaine, Evan, the people above, as a friend from this afternoon, they'll just be there, Kansas City. They've sold them to somebody, don't know how much for. Well, if they're going to come to Everton, I think they're going to have to give more money than what they're offering already. It's seen on the internet and all that today.
Well, hang on, just quickly on that one, Paul. So this was a story that I think Phil McNulty had broken on the BBC website, and he'd said or got some information. So for anyone who doesn't know, Phil, he's a reputable journalist, got some information that apparently a group of investors from Kansas might be interested in looking at buying Everton Football Club. So that's the longer-term story. Obviously, no response from the football club Everton, and it doesn't seem there's any sort of traction in this. No. It just seems it might be an interested party, as probably that has been quite a few in recent years. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to know about that itself, Paul?
Well, to me, who asked you, Ardy? Well, look at Hicks and Gillette. They bugged Liverpool up, didn't he? Let's hope we're going to get people in that don't do the same trouble.
Just watch your language, Paul.
Well, listen, Paul, we don't know. Unless it's on the table and it's there, then I think it's the time to comment on it, because, you know, you look at this now... we've, as you quite rightly said, we've had a few over the years. I've said they're interesting. When it comes to it, nothing happens. So I just think this one, I don't know where Phil McNulty has got the story from, but I think if something is to happen, I think it will be published and it will be broadcast. We don't know, you know, who they are, as you quite rightly said, and you've got to be careful. It might just be a story for the sake of a story.
OK, let's get on to the 40. What do you think about the game tomorrow, Paul?
I think I'm going to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it went about 2-3-0. I mean, I'm not scared. I mean, last couple of years they played United, we beat them to the Matthews and team, Martial or no Martial. I mean, if Swansea can beat them and Newcastle can draw them, I mean, to the average team, do you mean what they've done this season?
Yeah.
Who would you actually play? To play Liverpool, to play Arsenal? I mean, they've got to play Everton, Chelsea United and City soon, do you mean? So I think Everton will give them a game. I think Everton will come out on top and win.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Paul. I just think that the moment, hey, listen, we're going to, we've won the last three games against them at home. United are always difficult, don't get me wrong. You just don't know what to expect from them. Van Gaal's come in. Has he changed it much since Moyes? You know, Moyes got a lot of stick. You know, I think they've drawn comparisons with the record in the league. There's not a lot between it. He's had loads of money to spend, Van Gaal. Yeah, loads of money to spend. But I still think that you can get after them a little bit. I think, you know, with the boy Danny Blind as well, no pace in there. Michael Carrick, no pace in there as well. I think maybe Everton, you know, pace-wise, getting after them, if they can get behind them, like Arsenal did, as soon as he got behind those two, you know, the back four were exposed. So I think Everton, with Ross Barkley in the form he's in at the moment, you know, can maybe cause them problems. So fingers crossed, Paul, we can get a result tomorrow.
Paul, enjoy your match day. We're going to have to go there because we're going to get on to another caller in a moment. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts there on that couple of things. Just a quickie to continue with Everton. Gareth Barry, 550 Premier League starts. It'll be racks up tomorrow. That's some record. Player who could have ended up at Liverpool.
Let me tell you, and I've said it all along, when he played for Villa and Manchester City, and you saw him twice a season or whatever, you probably thought, I'm not sure. See, when you watch him week in, week out, you can see what a fantastic player he's been. And, you know, to play that amount of Premier League games is incredible. But I didn't, how can I say, respect's not the right word I'm looking for. I didn't rate him, you know, that I thought, yeah, he's okay, he's a midfielder. But when you see him week in, week out, he's top drawer. Top man. You can understand why he's played so many games and why he's been capped so many times for England.
Pulls the strings, doesn't he? It's a tasty one tomorrow, isn't it? I think Rooney, Carrick coming back for United. Stones, Coleman, we presume. Well, Stones maybe. Yeah. Coleman definitely.
Yeah.
The Stones one, still a little bit unsure whether he might start that game.
I think you've got to be careful, Steve. You don't want to rush him in. I think he's got to be 100% fit. I think 99% fit, you know, sometimes is the wrong thing to do. I think you've got to be 100% fit, especially with the injury he's had to his knee. Let's wait and see. But if he's back, fantastic. It might be a little bit harsh on Morrie, but, you know, it'll be a bonus.
For Liverpool at White Hart Lane, we've seen James Milner so far this season.
Yeah.
And he's been, I'd say he's been sort of 70, 80% of the player that he probably is, isn't he? I mean, he's a terrific player who's maybe taken longer to settle in than perhaps maybe even he would have thought, but he's a class player. Is he is he being played out of position, do you think?
Do you know what I think, Steve? And I know when James came to the, on a free transfer, you know, obviously Liverpool had to give him assurances, and one of the assurances was he wanted to play centre midfield. Not for me. I'm certain the way we set up, not for me. It's changed now because when James came to the club, obviously he was promised, you know, within the deal that he's going to play centre mid. The manager's gone now. Now Jurgen Klopp say sorry, but you know my centre midfield. I think his centre midfield tomorrow will be Sean and Lucas. You know, I really do. And I think Milner then will probably go on the right-hand side with Coutinho in behind Sturridge, if fit, and Lallana on the left, something like that. To me, James Milner, for me, is better on that right-hand side. Technically, I've watched him for City a lot of time. He does so much good work on that's drifting inside, outside, getting Klein, who makes some great runs round the back. I think that out of everything that's happened this week, I think that'll be the biggest bonus. If he plays him out there, if he wants a game for me, if you want to play for me, then you're not going to be a centre midfield player, because for me, I don't think he quite fitted the bill in that sense. He didn't have the dynamics. He doesn't have the dynamics, and I mean that with all due respect, because he is a good player. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. You know, he's technically excellent, but in centre midfield, for me, you need dynamics, which we've been very fortunate to have for the last 10, 15 years with Steve Gerrard in that role.
What do you think, Sharpie? You've seen
I think he's better wide right. I think he gets a shift out of him. I think he can get forward and make things happen, but he can also get back as well. I think he's got a good engine.
Yeah, he's crafty.
I'm not sure, I'm totally maybe out of order here, but I don't think he's creative enough, you know, to play that central midfield role. And it's easy saying, I want to play there. But if you haven't played there before, you know, and you've had spent all that time playing, you know, your career at Man City and before that on that right-hand side and doing a job, you know, it's a big ask to go from there into centre, you know, midfield, you know. And I think when you look at Steven Gerrard and people, he's never going to be one of them. So for me personally, what John said there, I can see the sense of that, playing down that right-hand side. Because you knew when you played against him at Man City, he would put a shift in there, get back, you know, help his full-back, get forward, get crosses in the box, score the odd goal. I think he's more effective out wide than he is in the middle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Quick thought, do you think Liverpool will go to a back four tomorrow? Is he going to change the whole thing?
I think he probably, and it's the obvious team, you know, Klein will play and Moreno, and then you probably have the, you know, Sacco and Skell and Sean and Lucas, and then the three across, as I said before, Lallana on the left, Coutinho in behind Sturridge, and Milner will go on the right. And I mean, that's a fairly well-balanced team. You know, you haven't got an awful lot of goal scorers there, to be honest, you know, with the exception of Sturridge. You know, the four lads up front, you know, not bad with Sturridge, you know, a lot will be put on them and Coutinho tomorrow, but I think he'll go to a flat back for you.
OK, we're going to have a short break here. It's the Radio City Legends. It's 7:10 on a Friday evening, and next up is the Charity Bet.
Football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 0151 4720 967. The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
An Everton free kick down by the corner flag on the left-hand side. Adrian Heath will take it. Bent in towards Sharp. It's there. 5-0 to Everton. Oh, this is a memorable afternoon for the Blues. Absolute delirium at Goodison Park. They'll remember this afternoon for a long, long time.
Ah, Graham Sharp just gave a telling little nod to me when that goal went in.
5-0.
Best memory of that day?
5-0. And I just showed you how dominant we were against Manchester United in those days. We beat them, we talk about the present day, and we won 3 in a trot at home. We used to beat them for fun, you know, home and away. Mm. You know, when I look back in my career, Manchester United was the team that I scored most goals against.
Well done, mate.
Everton, Oldham.
Shake your hand for that, Jarvie.
Everton, Oldham. I used to love playing against them home and away. We used to beat them for fun. The only time they beat us was Norman Whiteside in the FA Cup final 85.
And that was what a goal that was as well.
That was the only time.
Goal.
But other than that, we had the ending sign over.
Proper little bomb there from Aldo as Sharpie. Told him about sinking United many, many times. Yeah. Right, let's talk with Dale Tempest from Skybet. Evening to you, Dale.
Evening, lads. How you doing?
Can I just say, before you get stuck into...
Just before
you get stuck into them, Aldo said, because they've spent 2 ad breaks now talking about changing their teams, and Aldo said to Sharpie, just go for the obvious. Oh. And so, which I said, Dale... He's been going for the obvious for 2 months.
Oh. Well, you're not far off, are you? We had a nightmare, all of us, last week. Luton was my bet of the week, and they let everybody down. Barnsley were just as bad. So let's draw a line through last week, and hopefully new manager at Liverpool. Let's hope that we can get that with a betting as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so charity bet, £50 each. So far, just the Reds and Blues have got 1 week right each. So, Sharpie, take it away with Dale.
Okay, Dale, I've gone. My 3 are Chelsea to beat Villa.
Oh, you brave man.
Yeah, well, listen, I need some money in the coffers.
1-3, yeah.
Okay, I've got Man City to beat Bournemouth.
Are there any shorter prices out there?
Yeah, hold on. I'll wait to hear my last one.
Okay,
and I've gone for Coventry to beat Blackpool.
Oh, well, they're at least 8-13. Yeah, so at least that's not too bad. But yeah, I mean, no Aguero and Silva. Oh, plenty, you know.
No.
Chelsea have conceded 2 goals in 7 of the last 8. more shots against Chelsea.
Dale, you should be coming on here and then helping me.
If you come on before, I'm just putting in the other side. I'm like devil's advocate.
You've just deflated me. I'm going out tonight. I'm going to stay in.
Dale, it's his birthday, Dale. What have you done to him?
You're joking. You never told me it was his birthday.
See, I think I should have better odds than them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you could always throw in on the rug at 1-6 to beat France or something if you're looking for a real shorty.
Nah, leave it. Aldo, go on.
Well, I'm going for three real rank outsiders. I'm going for Chelsea, Man City and Arsenal. And either way, I'm bottling it in. I'm just going to go for them. Yeah. I just need the win of some sort.
Yeah, I don't like you, lads. The one thing with the charity bets, we include the stake. So yeah. We can get a return, the 50 quid included, so it gets us kicking on, doesn't it?
That's what I thought.
Don't blame you at all.
We need all the help we can.
Dale, did you realise how hard it would be to get a treble when you set this up with us at the start of the season?
You know, it is difficult, and to compare to the lads, it's been one of the hardest starts of the year for punters ever. You know, if you look at the top sides, you had teams like, first day of the season, Arsenal losing at home to West Ham. Nobody saw basically Man City losing to West Ham as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, they went to Liverpool and won. You know, a side like the Hammers. I mean, imagine the combined price of those three. Mm-hmm. Now you've got Chelsea, the season's odds-on favourites to win the title. They're down in the bottom of the league. Can't win a game.
Do you know what, Dale? A couple down in Liverpool, they raise money for the clubs. It's called Last Man Standing. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, what they do, like local soccer clubs, you put like a tenner in each, and then you've got to pick a premiership team, once you pick one, you can't have them again. Mm-hmm. If they win, you stay in. If they get beat or draw, you're out. And I've had three goals of it, and it should be called First Man Out. Because I've been useless on
that. I've done that last man standing, but it's been drinking.
The first one was all over after about 4 weeks.
Teams like Leicester unbeaten in seven away. You know, it's just incredible. But what's going to be interesting, you suddenly got Sunderland have been the whipping boys, Big Sam.
Yeah.
Things could change there. They'll suddenly become harder to beat. You've got sides like Newcastle are just devoid. They've been awful, haven't they? Palace on the upgrade, they're going really well. So, fascinating, but very tough. Even in the lower leagues, it's been a tough... There's no team in League One standing out. League Two is just impossible. Mm. You just have to look at the league tables. League One, or Championship, sorry, slightly better with Middlesbrough Derby starting to hit a bit of form, but still been tough. Even Blackpool have won the last three games.
Oh, come on. Hey.
I didn't want to add that one in as well.
Hey, can I change that?
Blackpool hadn't won for 2 years till Sharpie put his bet on them. With the referees pot this week, I'll go for Southampton, Everton with a draw, and Bury with a draw.
Everton draw no bet. No, not a problem at all.
Hmm. So, I've gone for something ambitious, not like the boys here. Just give us some Klopp stats there, Dale, this weekend.
Oh, Klopp stats. I mean, Liverpool have actually won the last five games against Tottenham. So all this stuff about Liverpool new managers having a terrible record, you can sort of forget stuff like that. Won the last five. I mean, it'd probably be about 3-3, wouldn't it? Because neither manager wants to take a backward step with his team. They both press high. Yeah. Fascinating to see. I think the over goals at 5-6, a bit of a standout there. Mm. I'm looking at his 56% win record, 318 games, averaging two goals a game, six trophies in 7 years. Wouldn't Liverpool fans love to have that as a manager in 3 years' time?
Absolutely.
Mm. And what about Everton? What were the odds for them to win that game?
Because Everton are 11-5, 6-5 the draw, no bet. Which I think you're absolutely, it's a cracking one. Do you know Van Gaal's away record? And the boys winning at home is basic. You've got to do that. Away can win you titles. Mm. Eight wins in 23 away games since Van Gaal took over. Mm. That is an awful record. And just think, they've probably gone into 20 of those games as favourite.
Long may that continue tomorrow. Long may that continue. Don't be seeing too much, Dale.
Okie dokie. All right, lads. Well, good
Cheers,
luck.
Cheers, Dale.
You.
All the best, mate.
Take care. Thanks
Cheers,
very much.
Dale. Cheers,
Dale. Cheers, Dale Tempest from Sky Bet there. Other odds are available. So, interestingly, didn't talk up your bets at all. Let's go through some of the interaction we've had on social media. Paul in Halewood. Can't wait for this one tomorrow. Gutted about Liverpool's injuries. Who are we going to miss most, Aldo?
Danny Ings. Yeah. We've talking about before, me and Sharpie. Yeah, it'd be a big miss, I'm sure.
OK, Jenny, in Kirkdale, bring on the Manx. Hopefully Rooney will be out. I don't think he is. No. So we've got a good chance, though, haven't we, Sharpie?
Yeah, we've got a good chance. You know, it's gone in full of confidence. It's a little bit disappointed after our last game against Liverpool, but still unbeaten. You know, I think we've had one defeat since the season started, so long may that continue.
Neil in Dovecot says, be a great birthday present for you, Sharpie, with an Everton win. Mm-hmm. Gary in Heighton says, I think Spurs look like they've got the better side. If we don't win this, people shouldn't jump on Klopp.
No,
they won't. No. As we talked, we hit on that before, didn't you? You know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Mm. Kieran in Frodsham, if Sturridge isn't fully fit, and I presume he is, but you've seen a lot of things.
On the social media saying he's injured as well. Daniel Sturridge, so we'll just have to wait and see. If that's the case, then Origi will have to play up front more.
But would that be, I don't want to use the word disaster,
it'd be a massive blow. Yeah, absolutely, be a massive blow. I'm not against Daniel. Mm. You know, but Daniel Sturridge being out, it's a huge blow, yeah, of course.
Okay, just quickly, we've got 2 minutes left. I saw this really great piece in the mail today. Off the top of your head, they did the best of the season. So I haven't primed you on this. So best moment of the season. What is it for you, Sharpie, so far? Go on. Don't look at him like that. Give me your best moment out of the whole Premier League.
Mine, because it's been the only one. Coutinho, a goal at Stoke.
All right, we'll have that. The worst moment of the
season. No, Chelsea for me. Beating Chelsea at home. Back
yeah,
to
that was brilliant. That was a great day. Worst moment of the season?
Only drawing with Liverpool 1-1.
Okay.
Getting decent Man United. getting decent Man United 3-0.
Standout player.
Oh my goodness.
It can be from any team.
I'm going to say for our team, Ross Barkley's done really, really well this year.
Yeah, I'll go with
Danny Ings.
Mm-hmm. Danny Ings, really?
Yeah, I think he's done brilliant for us, yeah.
Ah, interesting. Let's go on to best manager. John, you got your hands tied.
Ranieri,
Claudio.
He had no chance.
I would even, and it hurts me to say this, Pardew's done a really good job at Palace.
Yeah,
he has, he's brilliant. Mm. Who surprised you the most? It can be anyone. Player?
Norwich.
Chelsea.
Mourinho.
Mm. Yeah, Chelsea.
Yeah, the fall of them. And the big hope for the season. For the rest of the season.
That's for your own club to do well, isn't it? Yeah. It has to be for your own club to do well, doesn't it?
Yeah. Both finishing
and hope
places.
I hope that Liverpool players don't get called up for England no more.
Yeah.
And there's no international breaks. Yeah, that's really good. That was taken from the Daily Mail. Chaps, thank you very much indeed. The hour has just absolutely flown by. Have a fantastic weekend. Score prediction, Sharpie, the Blues.
3-1.
Although the Reds.
1-1.
1-1, excellent stuff, my thanks, of course, to you for getting involved in the show. That was the Radio City Legends. We're back on Monday. We'll reflect on the Blues and the Reds. Let's hope for victory. See you then.
Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.